Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. This weekend, Dublin Airport says in Ireland, 1 in 10 people are leaving the country to go abroad. The expected numbers are on a par with 2019 levels. But the Dublin Airport Authority has said there are no parking spaces available this weekend at the airport. Our reporter Sharon Lynch joins us from there now. Sharon, what's the situation like there now?
Well, yes, Gavin, I'm here at a very sunny and busy Dublin airport this lunchtime. 300 flights landing, 300 taking off today alone. Now, while holidaymakers faced long queues and security issues in Dublin airport last summer, there's a new problem this summer. They are set to face issues when trying to park their cars before they jet off on holidays. Now, on-site car parking spaces are already sold out, meaning if you haven't booked pre-booked your space, you won't be able to leave your car there this weekend. Already, the Express Red and Green long-term car parks at Dublin airport, which are closest to T1 and T2, are unavailable for July 15 to 29th. Now, passengers who want to leave their car at the short-term car park for 2 weeks face paying up to €300 this summer. Now, I spoke to passengers flying out from Dublin Airport this weekend. They travelled here by bus, train and car drop-off. Many wouldn't normally use the long-term car parking facilities at the airport because they say it's just too expensive. I also spoke to two taxi drivers who were trying to drop off passengers at the set-down areas outside departures.
A train first and then a taxi.
And how did you find the process?
Very easy.
Easy. Would you have normally driven to the airport and left the car long-term?
Certainly not.
Somebody left us out.
Someone left you out. Yeah. Would you normally travel, like book into the long-term car park when you go on holiday?
No, there's always somebody in the family who will always drop us out.
Yeah, and the car park was full anyway, so it was easier just to get a lift out.
And where are you travelling today?
Turkey, Kyustasi.
Car, always. Yeah. Car, always.
And why not today?
Parking is too expensive.
And it was booked out as booked well, out. Two reasons, yeah.
Where were you coming from?
Navan. We're happier to bring the car, but it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, we have an airport bus in Navan anyway, so we're lucky enough. We're not too bad. Yeah, so it worked out okay.
So
yeah.
The expense and the fact that it was booked up, obviously.
Yeah. We save money that way.
So. Where are you travelling today?
Turkey.
Bus. Yeah, straightforward. Yeah.
Would you normally have driven? I know the long-term car park.
You would. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Had you looked at booking into the long-term car?
We didn't. For the last 2 years, it was too expensive. And then it's a long trek as well, you know, so the bus just drops us outside the door.
You see, all the time, like now, I just came from 15 minutes, you know, from that to here, because too many people is parking there on the way. Just they are sitting in, waiting for somebody else. And we just came here for just for a few seconds. We need drop and, you know, sometimes customer is going too angry and they say, oh, yeah, we have to move. I don't know what to do, but too many people is sitting there. Just park the car and just they are sitting.
In the set down?
Yeah, they are just sitting and nobody moving them. I don't think so. There's a police guy who can tell them, you know, move the car. But they are sitting, you can see there, you know.
It's better. People aren't willing to pay the high parking charges here anyway. So it's better for the customer as well. There's no hassle looking for parking. It makes the holiday cheaper. The taxiing is busy enough anyway. There's 450,000 people travelling in and out this weekend, so the only problem is the queue of cars coming up and down. But we're only talking to the customers there. The even parking charges they're talking about introducing is not going to alleviate that. They need a better throughway system to try and get the cars dropping and moving faster, you know.
So Sharon, taxis at the airport, what's going on there?
Yeah, well, earlier I spoke to Vinnie Kern, CEO of NXT Taxis, and I asked him if the demand for taxis is exceeding supply this weekend.
Contrary to what people believe, most people book a taxi maybe an hour or two before they need it. We can see the technology that most taxi companies has now can show really that the demand exceeds our ability to supply. So really at that stage, we're only supplying taxis to people that we know are regular callers. Sophisticated phone systems now will tell you the last time that caller rang. And if they're not regular callers, at times of peak demand, we will not take bookings. The majority of our drivers do not hold permits to work Dublin Airport. And they tell me that it's very frustrating for them when they drop at Dublin Airport to see a queue and know that they're not permitted to take from that queue. To be honest with you, there are many hours that there are queues at Dublin Airport, but there are other issues too. Arenta issue permits, and I know that they've opened it up slightly now and they're issuing some new permits, but we have circumstances where taxis are dropping at Dublin Airport, There are a queue of people, yet the taxis dropping at Dublin Airport because they do not hold a permit for Dublin Airport are not permitted to pick up. Now, to me, that just doesn't make sense when people are queuing.
Well, Graham McQueen, DAA Media Relations Manager, joins me now at Dublin Airport. Graham, we heard there from taxi company owner Vinnie Kearns that the demand for taxis at the airport exceeds the supply. Would the DAA consider asking the National Transport Authority to issue more licences for the airport, given the situation with the shortage of parking?
Yeah, we're speaking to the National Transport Authority all the time on this issue. I think as passenger numbers have came back, that has increased the demand for taxis. Just in recent weeks, so we've gone back out to seek fresh permits. We've got about 300 new permits that are coming into play over the coming weeks. So that will really help us over the summer and hopefully meet some of that demand that we're hearing there in your clip.
We also heard from taxi drivers working at the airport about the congestion at set-down areas. What can be done to fix that?
Well, look, we're in our busiest weekend of the year so far, so it's a harsh weekend to judge us on. I think we know that the drop-off situation at Dublin Airport has to get better. I think the one that we had in place has got us through up until now. There's been a lot of headlines written, a lot of talk about drop-off charges, but the bigger issue there that we're trying to solve is how we get people dropped off and arriving and leaving the airport. So that conversation will continue. I think passengers can expect to see changes in that regard coming soon. That doesn't mean drop-off charges by any stretch of the imagination. But I think we do need to look at the best way to get people on and off the campus.
So no parking spaces available at the airport this weekend. What's the likelihood of a repeat occurrence over the rest of the summer season? Would the situation get worse? Should people travelling to the airport who wish to park long term book ahead for July and August?
Yeah, so we're very busy this weekend. We've got between 100 and 110,000 people travelling through the airport every day this weekend. And looking at the numbers, that's going to remain around the ballpark that we're going to be handling between now and August. So the message quite simply is, if you're travelling this summer and you haven't booked your car park already, you need to get online and try and do that as soon as you can. If you can't find the space for the dates that you require, you need to consider an alternative option. We're doing the best we can to handle the situation that we have. The campus is down 6,000 spaces. We only have 23,000 ourselves. We can't magic up anymore. So if you haven't got one of those spaces booked, you need to look at an alternative option this summer.
Can Dublin Airport actually fix the car parking situation, though? I mean, can those 6,000 extra spaces at the quick park facility be released?
Well, we've put in a bid to buy that facility. That bid was accepted, and the Competition Authority are now taking a look at that deal to make sure that they're happy with it. We think we can run it well in a way that's good for the consumer. It would take away the headache that passengers have at the moment, not being able to park. We don't want a situation again where those 6,000 spaces are taken out of play. If we got the keys to that car park today, we could have it open within 1 to 2 weeks, and that would be a massive difference to passengers this summer.
Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager with the DAA. Thanks for joining me. Back now to studio.
Sharon Lynch, thank you very much indeed.